Thank you and good afternoon. Two men and a woman are at large after a father and his son were victims of an armed robbery Monday night. The father and the son went to the Van Dusen Grange in Carlotta to possibly purchase a vehicle and took $6,000 in cash, the asking price for the vehicle. There they located a man and a woman looking to sell the car, and as they got out of their vehicle to approach the pair, an unknown man in a black mask jumped out from a large bush brandishing a handgun, threatening to kill if the victims didn't lay on the ground. The victims had their personal property stolen, along with the $6,000 and their vehicle. The first suspect is described as a white male adult, 5'10", 270 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, while the second suspect is also 5'10", 140 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. The vehicle is a stolen 1998 Ford Ranger pickup truck with a red canopy shell, with a California license plate number of 21956G1. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact authorities. Deputies remain on scene as the large-scale multi-county marijuana garden sweep in the Island Mountain area continues. The sweep began on Monday, and to this point, deputies have found and destroyed more than 15,000 marijuana plants after searching numerous grow sites in the area. Personnel from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife have also stayed on scene, as environmental issues remain a concern with the cultivation sites, such as water theft, water diversion, and pollution. No arrests have been made at this time, and the operation could continue through the end of the week. Authorities will continue to release new developments as the operation continues. California and Oregon fire crews continue to battle the Buckskin wildfire south of Cave Junction, which has now burned over 5,300 acres. The Rogue Siskiyou National Forest wildfire is at 50% containment, as more than 500 personnel have remained on scene keeping the fire within the containment lines. Some areas of the forest remain closed to visitors, and fire personnel are developing additional strategies to contain the fire. Meanwhile, in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, crews remain on scene finishing containment of the Saddle Fire. 50 personnel are on scene eliminating the smaller fires within the containment lines, as the 1,500-acre fire is now at 95% containment. The California Highway Patrol statewide open application period is approaching, and the CHP Humboldt area is offering a recruiting seminar for local residents who are interested in a law enforcement career. The seminar will be held next Tuesday at the Humboldt Bay Fire Training Center in Eureka, and the seminar will provide an overview of the California Highway Patrol and the hiring process. Sheriff's deputies booked 35-year-old Adam Loomis on an attempted murder charge after Loomis assaulted his girlfriend in Arcata. Deputies say the couple was at their campsite on the river bar drinking when Loomis, for unknown reasons, struck his girlfriend on the head numerous times with a large rock. The woman was able to escape and call for help, and she sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Loomis was later located and booked into county jail, with his bail set at $500,000. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved the county budget for the upcoming fiscal year at their meeting on Tuesday, after the City of Eureka and Arcata approved their respective budgets the week prior. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer was on Talk Shop and discussed the city's budget for the 2015 and 16 fiscal year, and she was happy at approving a balanced budget for the city.
We really didn't have any surprises last minute on the budget this year. I mean, we had two kind of lengthy processes. One was our Citizen Budget Task Force, and then the second was the City Council's goal setting sessions and budget study sessions. So by the time the budget really came to pass, it was pretty straightforward. It was exciting to pass a balanced budget this year. It's the first time that we haven't dipped into reserves in several years to be able to balance a budget.
Although Diemer said the budget was straightforward, she mentioned the difficulty of trying to approve the budget due to having to reduce personnel from the city.
It was not an easy budget to pass because it has a lot of personnel reductions. We're eliminating 8 positions overall within the budget throughout the entire city. But we are, and we're getting relatively low in our general fund reserve, so we are adding a little bit back to that.
Arcata's approved budget for the upcoming fiscal year was set at $36 million. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.